Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting fourth. The catcher, Darryl Porter. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting sixth. The DH, Pete Lockhock. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Steve Braun. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Freddie Potek. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Steve Busby. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dwayne Murphy. Batting second. The shortstop, Dave Chalk. Batting third. The third baseman, Wayne Gross. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dave Revering. Batting fifth. The DH, Mitchell Page. Batting sixth. The catcher, Mike Heath. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Larry Murray. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Tony Armas. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Mike Edwards. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Steve McCaddy. And now, play ball. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Heath and he is safe. Wilson steals second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett takes first base on ball four. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Murray who is chasing the ball. Cowens reaches third base with a triple. Wilson scores. Brett goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Royals. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is hit by the pitch. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to second for the out. Cowens scores. One out. It's 3-0, Royals. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock hits a line drive into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Edwards scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy takes first base on ball 4. Dave Chalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chalk hits a line drive into left field. Braun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Murphy moves to third. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering hits a fly ball into right field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Murphy tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Royals. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page takes first base on ball 4. Gross moves to second. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Athletics 1. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek bunts towards first. Revering scoops it up and throws to first, with Edwards covering, for the out. White moves to second. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a pop-up towards third. Gross settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Brett hits a fly ball into left field. Arma settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Larry Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray takes first base on ball 4. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Braun. Armas reaches second base with a double. Murray moves to third. Mike Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White misplays the ball. That's an error on White. Murray scores. Armas scores. It's Royals, 3, Athletics, 3. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Murphy bunts towards first. Scott juggles the ball. That's an error on Scott. Edwards moves to second. Dave Chalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chalk is 0-for-1 in the game. Chalk bunts in front of the plate. Porter fields it and throws to first for the out. Edwards moves to third. Murphy moves to second. One out. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gross for the out. Edwards scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-3. Athletics. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Revering hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Porter hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Murray. Porter reaches second base with a double. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chalk scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Porter moves to third. Two outs. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0-for-1 in the game. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Edwards scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Royals 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Page hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. one out. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath takes first base on ball 4. Larry Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Murray hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Busby fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Murray. The throw from Porter and he is safe. Murray steals second. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Armas hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-3, Athletics. Mike Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Edwards hits a pop-up towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0 for 1 in the game. Braun hits a fly ball into left field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. White hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Heath settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 0 in the game. Patek hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Royals 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Pascal now pitching. Miguel Delone pinch hits for Dwayne Murphy. Miguel Delone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Chalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chalk is 0 for 1 in the game. Chalk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Gross hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Miguel Delone now playing right field. Larry Murray now playing center field. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wilson strikes out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Brett hits a line drive into left field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Cowens takes first base on ball 4. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Cowens moves to second. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Scott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Royals 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Revering hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-3, Athletics. Mitchell Paige is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paige is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Paige hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Heath hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paige moves to third. Larry Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Murray hits a line drive into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Paige tags and scores. One out. It's 8-3, Athletics. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett juggles the ball. That's an error on Brett. Heath moves to second. Mike Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pascal fields it and throws to first for the out. Heath moves to third. Armas moves to second. Two outs. Miguel Delone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delone is 0-for-1 in the game. Delone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0-for-2 in the game. Lockhock hits a fly ball into left field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-for-2 in the game. Braun takes first base on ball 4. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Braun moves to second. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-1 in the game. Patek hits a line drive towards short. Chalk reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Delone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Royals 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Chalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chalk is 0-for-2 in the game. Chalk hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cowens. Chalk reaches second base with a double. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gross hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Revering hits a line drive into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mitchell Paige is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paige is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Paige is walked intentionally. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Heath hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chalk scores. Paige moves to second. It's 9-3, Athletics. Steve Mingori now pitching. Larry Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Murray hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Edwards scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross juggles the ball. That's an error on Gross. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Revering fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McCaddy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Royals 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Armas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Edwards hits a line drive into left field. Braun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Miguel Delone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delone is 0-for-2 in the game. Delone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Delone for the out. Armas moves to second. Two outs. Dave Chalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chalk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Chalk hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0-for-3 in the game. Lockhock hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Delone. Lockhock reaches second base with a double. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards first. Revering scoops it up and throws to first, with McCaddy covering, for the out. Lockhock moves to third. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. White hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Murray. White reaches second base with a double. Lockhock scores. It's 9-4, Athletics. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-2 in the game. Patek hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. White scores. It's 9-5, Athletics. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a line drive into center field. Murray settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Brett hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 9-7, Athletics. Bob Lacey now pitching. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Royals 7. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gross hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-7, Athletics. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Revering hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops it up and throws to first, with Mingori covering, for the out. One out. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Page hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Heath hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Murray hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Royals 7. The Royals will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Porter takes first base on ball 4. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Scott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Porter moves to second. John Way then pinch hits for Pete Lockhock. Dave Heaverlow now pitching. Jamie Quirk pinch hits for John Way then. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk hits a fly ball into center field. Murray settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards second. Edwards scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 10, and Kansas City Royals, 7. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.